Hello, my name is Kenneth Lovell. This is lesson number two, in continuation of lesson number one. And note, you may take this lesson independently of lesson one, or after lesson one, depending on how well you have mastered lesson one. Every pattern starts in Guruji's voice, and is immediately followed by the same pattern in my voice. Attend carefully to the pattern when Guruji is singing, without singing along with him. You should sing along with only me. If you like, you can record your voice when singing along and send the recording to me by attaching it to your email address to webmaster@soundofindia.com. This series is voice training exercises in several parts. Each segment of the exercise is called Alamkara or Palta, or pattern. This series has its keynote of C, commonly called White 1 of Sufed Ek. The note C has been chosen as a matter of common practice and convenience. There is no other special reason. The Alamkaras are Natat Bilwal, so we have all Shuddha, or natural notes. Playing these notes will involve only white keys. The key C, D, E, F, G, A, B. In Indian notation, Sa, Re, Ga, Ma, Pa, Da, Ni. And using the following symbols, S, R, G, lowercase m, P, D, N. If you play these notes on the keyboard, you will need to use only white keys. However, never play the keyboard along when singing. An apostrophe to the left of a note indicates that it is to be sung in the lower octave. For example, apostrophe N. An apostrophe to the right of the note indicates that it is to be sung in the upper octave. For example, S apostrophe. Join us, enjoy and improve. During the lesson, Guruji will demonstrate a pattern and I will repeat it. You can sing along with my part. How to get the best results with these lessons? Number one, please be very regular. Number two, be patient and steady. Number three, sing along using your voice to produce steady, soft tone. Lesson number two.